This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Calling out a rigged system. President Trump taking to Twitter following reports that the former FBI director began drafting an exoneration statement for Hillary Clinton, writing, quote, "Wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over, and so much more, a rigged system." Here now is Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch president. Well, Tom, this is based on a couple of senators who are not known as radical guys. This is Senator Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley. They're pretty cautious members of the U.S. Senate, and yet they were totally frank in their condemnation of Comey, saying that he got the conclusion first that she's innocent and then began fact gathering. That's exactly the opposite way it should happen.
Well, it's not only the senators, David. It's it's based on the testimony, the sworn testimony of Comey's then chief of staff and one of his top lawyers there in the FBI. And they told investigators he began drafting this statement in either April or early May, just 3 months before he issued the famous statement we all know about now, but also before virtually every important witness was questioned.
Unbelievable.
And you got to ask whether the FBI agents and Justice Department attorneys conducting those questions or those questionings knew that it was rigged, that they had already made a decision.
All this means we need a new investigation, right?
I would audit the entire Justice Department's operation, especially with respect to its handling of Hillary Clinton's email investigation.
Well, related to that, and I want to go right into this because you're a part of it, now a judge has ruled that the FBI has to release some additional details surrounding the investigation into her email servers. So, Tom, this was based on your group's request, so congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're trying to get the State Department to tell the Justice Department, look, you got to go get the rest of Hillary Clinton's emails because we're not sure you got them all. And they don't want to do that. And they say, well, the FBI did this and that. And they gave the judge a secret document about what the FBI did. And we said, well, that's ridiculous. And the judge says, you're right. You're going to get the information. It's not grand jury material as alleged. And what's disappointing about this, David, is we're fighting the State Department, the Justice Department, the FBI, which are presumably run by appointees of the president. And I don't know if this is the deep state or the but frankly, at this point, the leadership of the agencies need to take ownership and figure out what's going on on this key public interest.
Well, that's
scandal.
A great point. Will this be a tool to figure out who is operating against the president's interest in those institutions?
Well, you would think. But Tillerson and the State Department and Attorney General Sessions and his top deputies need to start paying attention to these issues. The Hillary Clinton email scandal hasn't gone away, and the American people still want justice and accountability. And fighting Judicial Watch every step of the way about basic information about what went on seems to be at odds with the president's promises. And I guarantee you the president doesn't want this agency approach to secrecy and protecting the swamp.
Well, thank goodness you're there. And thank goodness we have an independent judicial system that is giving you some victories when we need them badly.
Judicial Watch commenting on Fox News about the Hillary emails and lack of investigation. Interesting that, one judge would say there's no public interest, but clearly there is public interest. And I think there's interest in as much as the rule of law is concerned. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need to, hey, let's follow the rules. There's no exception. You're not too big to jail, or whatever the case may be, Andrew McCarthy in the National Review said and he brings us the point here that who really that Jim Comey is in a lot of ways is kind of the front man for this whole deal, and you got to look at who's controlling the strings here. And what McCarthy is alleging is that it is not Loretta Lynch, and it's certainly not James Comey that is a question here. but the former president himself. And I think many have been suggesting as much already, but this has been the first time I've actually seen something like this in print.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's not only our duty, it's our mission, and we continue to remain faithful to that, and we're grateful for the experts and guests that we have on this show that also are absolutely fearless in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. And our next guest specifically, Liz Crokin, joins us, award-winning author of Malice, worked as an investigative journalist, columnist, senior editor for various publications. Her work has been featured in the Red Eye edition of the Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, Splash U.S. Weekly, In Touch Weekly, and on and on. Liz Crokin, always good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Liz, as an investigative reporter and as a journalist, sometimes you get stories and you say, wow, this really has legs. This should really just stay with the people, and they should hang on to this until we get to the right answers. And this country has a lot of offerings. I mean, we're still talking about Colin Kaepernick, what we should do with Confederate statues. And meanwhile, I mean, you have been tracking on Dr. Phil's exposure of the FBI, politicians and celebrities' involvement in child sex trafficking. But we're not hearing a whole lot about this.
No, we're not. And this is the biggest story of our lifetimes. What we're seeing is, and most people don't know about it because no one in the mainstream media really covers this, but President Trump has dedicated his administration to fighting human trafficking. And there has been a record number of arrests that has been made under his watch of pedophiles. Mm-hmm. And what's remarkable is that the pedophiles that he's been arresting, especially most recently, have been elite pedophiles. And when I say elite pedophiles, I'm talking about people in like the upper echelon levels of society. So I'm talking about judges. I'm talking about police officers. I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about police officers that work as sex crime detectives that are supposed to protect children from sexual predators are getting arrested for pedophilia and child porn. This is the biggest scandal and story of our lifetimes. And there's almost a complete blackout in the mainstream media. And the reason that there's a complete blackout in the mainstream media is because the media is part of it. Mm-hmm. And the media is not only complicit with this, they actually are actively covering this up. So for example, most recently, to give your audience a sense of what's going on, most recently last week, there was a mayor in a town in New York that was arrested for child porn.
Mm-hmm.
And almost complete blackout in the mainstream media. And that is actually the second high-level politician that's been arrested under President Trump's watch for pedophilia. We also had Mayor de Blasio, Mayor Bill de Blasio, like one of his top aides, a pervert named Jacob Schwartz. He was arrested months ago for downloading child porn of, and when I say child porn, I'm not talking about, you know, a teenager who looks like they're 18 or 21. I'm talking about this guy downloaded child porn that involves a six-month-old baby being raped, okay?
Oh, geez.
This guy that was a staffer for Mayor Bill de Blasio used to go on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, this is incredible.
Complete silence from CNN from all the networks.
Yeah, Liz, and I think that, you know, without getting too graphic here, you know, for most of us, we're rather ignorant at the level of pedophilia that's taking place. And, you know, and for some people, they just probably just ran off the road right now in hearing of a six-month-old being raped. But this is routine in the world of pedophilia, isn't it?
It is, and it's like, you know, like, I apologize for being graphic, but I feel like it's important for people to understand how bad it is. They understand that we're talking about little children. Like, these people, like, are involved in the rape, the torture, the sometimes murder of little children, you know, because some people, they just can't. Part of the reason why a lot of people don't like to hear about this stuff is because it's so awful, and they can't process it. Their brains can't understand that any human being could hurt a little child, you know, especially in like a grossly like sexual way, like by raping them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like it's important for people to understand when you get someone that's in this a powerful position who's arrested for child porn, that people have to understand we're talking about little children. We're not talking about people who, again, teenagers that look like they're 18 who aren't, because it's important for people to know that our children are being attacked, our children are being preyed upon, and unfortunately, and in many circumstances, our children are being preyed upon by the very people put in positions of power to protect them. Police officers, detectives, judges, like you said, members of the FBI. And that's why these pedophile rings, these elite pedophile rings, have been able to foster and flourish for so long, because they operate in rings and they protect each other.
Mm-hmm.
They protect each other. And so if you do have a victim who comes forward and goes to police, they don't do anything.
Exactly.
Because in some cases, unfortunately, half the police department is involved. They're involved in raping kids themselves.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. There's a Netflix series that people can watch. It's like one of the top Netflix series that's on right now called The Keepers. And The Keepers talks about a pedophile ring that was run by a priest in Maryland a few decades ago, and he would traffic children through the school that this priest worked at, and he would have police officers come into his office. He'd bring a child, he'd procure a child, a student, bring the student into his office and have police officers come in and rape the kids right at school.
Gotcha.
And many police officers were involved, and so were politicians, and so were some prestigious business owners in the area. And so this ring flourished for decades. And just now, victims are getting some justice. Like, they're getting, there's a lot of civil suits involved with this pedophile ring. But it flourished and it went on for decades and decades and decades because the people that should have been taking down these pedophiles were involved.
Exactly.
Local politicians. It's crazy. And I encourage people to watch this Netflix series because it really lays out how these rings operate, and it makes people understand A, they're real, and this is happening, because it is very hard to believe that this could be happening at such a high level and that it could be so rampant, but it is.
Well, because it's been ignored for so long, it just gets more and more complicated. And even these perpetrators who probably, in some of their honest moments, would say they never thought it could get this bad, or, I mean, would get to this point where they would be raping a six-month-old child. But this is the problem with the rule of law. If you ignore it, it doesn't get less. It just gets more and more deviant and more complicated and more disgusting. And it seems that maybe, just maybe, Liz, that America might be ready to confront some of these issues. We'll have to wait and see, but it's important that we keep it front and center.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I work really hard to expose this stuff and to cover this stuff because, you know, very few journalists will. But I am finding that a lot of people are starting to wake up to this.
Exactly.
Even just a year ago, if I would have brought this up, or would say, no way, now people are like, you know what? I've heard about it. I've read about it. I know victims. People are starting to wake up to this, and I encourage people to keep, you know, researching this, because, like, we're not going to be able to bring down
exactly.
these rings.
Well, Liz, we're going to continue the conversation. We got to go to break. More from Liz Crokin after this.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at Bill Martinez. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just that's just one of the many outlets in our 280-plus network of affiliates. Of course, around the world even via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Liz Crokin continues, award-winning author of Malice, worked as an investigative journalist, columnist, and senior editor for various publications. Liz, as we were talking before about, you know, these sex traffickers, pedophiles, and, you know, what happens when deviancy enters in and there's no rule of law to stop it, or, you know, maybe it's so shocking we don't want to address it. It doesn't get less. It just gets more complicated, you know, to your point that you're seeing footage or pictures of somebody, you know, raping a six-month-old, which is beyond disgusting. But this is the people that live amongst us. If we don't do anything about the rule of law, if we're not going to hold sex traffickers to account, then it only gets worse and worse. And, of course, the whole illegal immigration opens up a whole other underworld that you and I were touching on. You know, I get people who attack me because of my last name and my heritage. They say, well, you're a Hispanic. You know, you're supposed to support immigration. I say, well, I do. In a legal sense, I don't want my brothers and sisters from South America or from Mexico to be coming here across the border and be subjects of sex trafficking and the kind of disgusting things that happen, because, as you know, once they find themselves coyoted into this country and they get in the wrong line and they're part of either drug trafficking or sex trafficking, there's no out for them. You know, it's not like they can dial up 911 and call the police, right?
Well, exactly. And, like, you know, I get so frustrated by the whole illegal immigration situation and the refugee scam, which the same problem lies within the refugee crisis. And that's that what a lot of people don't understand is that illegal immigration and the refugee crisis, those situations foster, they foster sex trafficking.
Right.
They are, when people are being illegally brought into this country, they are prime targets for sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And many people that come here illegally are trafficked. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're right, because they're not documented, because they're illegal, they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to turn. They do not have social security cards. Okay. They do not exist in the eyes of our government. So if you have a mother come over here with, you know, young children, and her children are kidnapped and sold into sex slavery, what is she going to do? She's here illegally. She probably is going to be scared to talk to cops because she came here illegally. She broke the law by coming here illegally. But even if she did, you know, the cops don't have much stand on because they don't know if these kids really do exist, because
yes,
there's no documentation of them. And so it's just opening the door for human smugglers. And like we were talking about during break, there was a huge bust in Texas where they found, you know, I think it was dozens of people that were coming here illegally stuffed into a semi truck. Many died in that situation. That happens all the time. Like that situation just happened to get reported in the mainstream media, which was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That happens on a daily basis. And many of these people that come here illegally, they are trafficked. The women and children are trafficked. Okay. And if they're not sold into rings, then if they do come here illegally, like I know people who have been targeted by rapists and other kinds of sexual predators, pedophiles,
mm-hmm.
because the pedophiles, the sexual predators, they know it's smarter to target illegals because
mm-hmm.
they know they're less likely to report the crime. I know a woman who was targeted by a pedophile when she was a child. She was here illegally. Her parents did not report him to police because they were scared to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what people don't they don't understand. They don't think about illegal immigration. It's like, you know, they claim that, oh, we should have empathy for these people coming here and we should let them come. And it's like, no, if you really want to have empathy for these people, you would want them to come here legally.
Exactly.
Because when you encourage them to come here legally, you're just putting a target on their head, and you might as well just put a sign on them saying, hey, I'm here illegally. Like,
yeah.
Like, look out, pedophiles. I mean, it's like
right.
ridiculous. And the same thing happens with refugees. The refugee people, if you notice, if you watch all the boats coming to Europe, okay, you never see women and children.
Yes.
It's always men. You rarely ever see pictures of women and children coming in the refugee boats to Europe. Well, why is that? Well, the women and the children are trafficked.
That's right.
It's all a scam.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that.
Well, it's almost like we're immigrating a kind of an underworld, a built-in, you know, mafia, so to speak. They come in and they are controlling these regions. I mean, we interviewed an author who talked about at length and wrote expertly about the no-go zones that exist here in America. We don't want to talk about them. We want to talk about that they only exist in France and in Europe, but we have no-go zones here in America as well.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, to bring that back to the whole pedophilia problem is that the Muslims that are going to the Western civilization, they many of them believe that it's okay to rape and marry children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is their culture. So to bring in people into Western civilization, men that believe that marrying a 9-year-old girl is acceptable, does not fit with our culture, okay? But when you have these no-go zones, they set up like their own laws within society and their own like judicial system, and some of these countries are allowing them to break our laws and to continue to marry young children and engage in, you know, I call it rape because a child cannot consent to having sex, but have sex with children. And you know, that doesn't fit with our society and Western society at all whatsoever. And it is not a mistake that the powers that be are trying to bring in people that come from countries where it's legal to rape women and it's legal to marry children.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake. And this is all part of the left and like the deep state and the media's goal to normalize pedophilia.
Right.
Okay, and some people find that hard to believe, but I see it every day. I mean, every day I'm seeing stuff in entertainment. I'm seeing articles that are trying to normalize pedophilia. It happens all the time. It's
exactly
an agenda.
Well, we know when it comes to celebrities. I mean, this has been well documented, but yet it's been kind of been one of those things that you know, people go, well, it's not really happening in my world. That's for those special kids that wanted to be stars, and that was the price they had to pay. And here you've got, you know, documented suicides that have taken place. Of course, Corey Feldman has led the way and spoke incessantly about this. But and I'm sure he must be frustrated because he's laid everything. He's for all intent and purposes, he has just chilled his future and his career in Hollywood because he's pointed out these sex traffickers and perpetrators.
And, you know, in Hollywood, I mean, it's so bad in Hollywood, it's rampant. And what they do in Hollywood, these, you know, executives in the movie industry and especially in the music industry, it's really bad in the music industry, but what they do is they'll bring in children that are vulnerable from poor families. They'll give them like $1 million record deals, and right after they sign that dotted line, or the parents do, that's when they start raping the kids.
Yeah.
And they actually use rape as a way to control and to manipulate these young people. And if you look at a lot of these young actors and singers, like someone like Lady Gaga and Kesha, they've both come out and said one of their producers raped them.
Yeah,
both of them have.
Yeah.
And so that, like, this is very common in the music industry. These music producers, the executives, they will drug the artists, they will keep them high, they will rape them, they use mind control tactics on them to control them. It is a really big problem here in Hollywood, and it's rampant. And again, you look at someone like Lady Gaga. She's written entire songs about how she was raped.
Yeah.
But today, and she said it's a music producer, but did she follow through with criminal charges? No. Do we know this guy's name? No. Is this guy probably still like roaming the streets free and like living the life? Yeah. He probably
you better
is.
Believe it. As you say, and this is what complicates the things, and why we have, you know, as you say, these elite sex traffickers and pedophilers that are just out there running rampant. Liz Crokin has been with us. Liz, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
To you. Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life. You gave your everything, and I wanna give it all back to you.
Join us online love, at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us as we come to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And, of course, here we are dealing with climate change. The experts, the so-called experts, I should say, and some of the scientists, the faux scientists, believe that Harvey confirmed everything that they've been telling us about climate change. And it's now to the point, as one article states, that the climate change denial should be a crime. Yes, you knew it was going to come down to that, right? I mean, there's kind of been murmurings that if you were a denier, then you are a criminal, because we're going to force you to fall lockstep with us, even though the science has yet to be affirmed. And don't give me this 95% or 75% of scientists all agree. That has been one that has been, invalidated time and again. And here to explain, Dr. Bonner Cohen. Dr. Cohen is a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, focusing on the important issues of our natural resources and energy. Dr. Cohen, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm delighted to be here.
Hey, good to have you here. So, they've kind of been, talking out the side of their mouth that the only way we're going to get people to fall in line here is we're going to make them criminals, right?
That's right. Isn't it interesting that in an act of desperation, trying to pivot from Harvey and impose a certain political political and economic agenda on the rest of us. Certain parties have decided that we need to put an end to free speech, freedom of expression, which is exactly what you do when you say a quote-unquote climate denier is a criminal. That is, certain truths, certain things can be said, other things cannot be said. And woe betide the person who says something that the powers that be, or the people who would think of themselves as the powers that be, who have a vested interest in the entire climate agenda, but woe betide that person who calls that into question. And it's the old thing that Rahm Emanuel famously said, never let
a crisis
go to waste.
Yeah, exactly.
So we had a horrible hurricane hit Texas. By the way, horrible hurricanes have hit Texas in the past. The, the deadliest hurricane that ever hit the United States was in the year 1900. It struck Galveston and killed something in the neighborhood of 6,000 to 12,000 people.
Wow.
So this is roughly the area where Harvey struck. And so it's not that these things haven't happened before. And frankly, our luck ran out. We had gone 12 years without a major hurricane strike in the United States. That's almost unheard of. I suppose that's further proof of climate change.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't work because you're supposed to scare people to death. So if something good happens, you have to sweep it under the rug as quickly as possible.
Right.
So we had a giant hurricane that... amazingly, if you look at it, as tragic as the death, I think the death toll was 39 people. If you look at the magnitude of that hurricane, and you think of 39 people killed, as tragic as it is, that's a remarkable accomplishment. Given the population of the area, it shows that on rather short notice how many people were evacuated and how well the rescue efforts, including many private rescue efforts, the Cajun Navy and the Redneck Army, and the local police and fire departments and what have you, absolutely remarkable. But the hurricane itself, if you put it in a climatological context, it's a hurricane, period.
Right.
It's not a sign of anything.
Well, Warren, and as you know... and this is what's disturbing for the true experts who say, you know, they haven't even done a post-analysis on this. And routinely, with every hurricane that comes into play or any kind of natural disaster, you have extensive research and experts who study this. But yet you have these, you know, these brain trusts that have a microphone or a television camera, you know, spouting stuff that really is rather dangerous. And on the second point, I find it quite ironic because throughout history, scientists have been attacked for their thinking outside the box because that's what scientists naturally do. They keep asking questions. And usually it's... you know, outside forces threatening the very lives of scientists who want to think outside the box. And now it's this supposed mainline group of scientists, and I question that term, mainline group of scientists, who agree that climate change is a fact, as Barack Obama said, which is not even a scientific term. But, you know, in his understanding, it's a, you know, a scientific term that makes any discussion of climate change and man's involvement with the change of climate inarguable.
Great scientific breakthroughs throughout history always came from people who thought outside the box. Whether it was the germ theory of disease or the Salk vaccine invented by Jonas Salk, just to cite two examples, these are people who looked at information but reached entirely different conclusions from others, and that's where scientific breakthroughs came from. Albert Einstein was in Switzerland. He was a patent clerk in Switzerland. By the way, he wasn't receiving any EPA grants or anything like that.
Exactly.
He wasn't being lavishly supported by anybody. He could barely make ends meet, and that's when he did his greatest scientific work. And this was also a guy who thought outside the box. So I suppose the mantra now has to be apostasy is and heresy is henceforth banned, that no one dare utter the truth, or no one dare utter that anything other than what the ruling elite wants us to believe is the case. The, I'm thinking about hurricanes is they, for whatever reasons, we don't know the reasons, they come in patterns. We had tremendous hurricane activity lashing Florida and the Gulf Coast in the 1920s and 1930s. Then things quieted down throughout the 1940s, the early 1950s, came back with a vengeance, however, from the mid-50s to the end of the 50s. Then things were quiet for the next 20, 25 years. Then all hell broke loose. And this is why this happens, we do not know. We simply know that it happens.
Yes.
And this is why the whole term, you know, climate change is absolutely redundant, because the Earth's climate's been changing over the course of the last 4.5 billion years, and is going to continue to do so irrespective of anything that we do. But people trying to use weather phenomenon as a tool in a political agenda, which has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the climate, but rather has to do with giving a relatively small amount of people enormous amount of control,
exactly,
and centralizing that control in Washington, D.C., and enriching purveyors of alternative energy in the process to keep the climate industrial complex, as it has been called, alive and well, at a time when it's being challenged by Trump and by an increasing number of scientists who look at the data and say, wait a minute, there's no there. The
whole exactly.
Man-made emissions of greenhouse gases heating up the Earth. Wait a minute, the observations don't confirm that.
Well, as you say, Bonner, whether it was the argument that the Earth was flat, you know, Einstein's law of relativity, you know, here we are again dealing with something that is not necessarily new. And just as it was back then, you know, what is the motivation? It's not a discovery necessarily of true science. It's about manipulation and control, isn't it, at the end of the day?
And beware of people whose task it is to scare you to death and to scare you into doing something that is completely contrary not only to things we can easily observe, but completely contrary to your own interests, things which will limit your disposable income, things that will put decision-making authority in the hands of a relatively small number of self-anointed experts and power brokers in Washington, D.C. Just be aware of the game that's being played here, and be aware
exactly.
The discussion about climate has zero to do with climate.
We got to leave it right there. Dr. Bonner Cohen on Bill Martinez Live.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear.
Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
I can't hide, no, I can't keep quiet. It's like my heart's on fire, and I can't get over it, can't get control.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of the many resources online, Red State Talk Radio, another one that we that carries us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, live and happening, and of course, 6 to 9 Pacific as well. Welcome back, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and the world-famous Plugged In Department, PluggedIn.com. Bob Waliszewski is with us. I love Bob, coming on with us because I get to say Waliszewski. That's got to mean something,
And you actually say it perfectly.
Do I really?
Okay. Yes, you do. I mean, it's not even like, well, it's kind of close, but we don't quite say it that way. I mean, you say it the way my family says it, which is, it's perfect.
Well, the thing is, I told you.
The guy inside you.
That, is that what it is?
That says you gotta speak it right. And
I think maybe my mother, who used to always drive her crazy when people would, call me Martinez. They would go, oh my goodness. And she went nuts over Davey Lopes, the Dodger baseball player, because she loved the Dodgers. Uh-huh. And Lopes was, instead of Lopez, he was Lopes. And that was a problem for her. Little things like that. That's kind of like the, chalk on the, chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You hear that screeching sound.
Fingernails down the chalkboard. Yeah.
Yeah. But I told you, with the Waliszewski family, I figure I had to be in because when I started spelling your name, perfectly each time without even thinking about it, I go, oh my goodness, I'm in.
There's not a whole lot of us, as you might imagine. I mean, if you Google Waliszewski, you will find a bunch of things about Plugged In and about what I do. Then there's a mathematician who lives in Poland that must be doing some big things. But other than that, there's just
we don't have a baseball player with Waliszewski because the name's
exactly.
So long.
Not yet.
It wouldn't fit there,
Maybe that's an upcoming grandkid, and I don't even have a grandchild yet. So maybe by faith we've got this, professional baseball player coming up. So.
Hey, really? What can I tell you? Hey, I got to tell you the numbers at the box office again rather anemic. It's like Hollywood has decided to check out. I mean, it's you think that Hurricane Harvey has hit hit the box office or something?
Yeah, well, I once again, July 4th weekend, All movies across all theaters in the United States made a total of $226 million. The next weekend, $200 million. Then we had a lot of weekends in the 150s, 170s, kind of in that area. And then the last two weekends, well, I'll give last three weekends, $81 million August 18th, $50 million last weekend, I mean the weekend before last, August 25th, and this last weekend, Labor Day weekend, $52 million. I mean, that's extremely dismal. What that means is people that own theaters, companies that own theaters, are screaming, going, hey, no one's coming. We're not selling enough popcorn and Coke here to pay the bills and all that. So I know they're not happy.
Right.
Now, personally, I'm not a bit disappointed because I'm never one to get people in theater seats unless the movie is incredibly encouraging and inspiring. I believe
for the amount of money we're paying for it, why not, Bob? I mean, my goodness, it's you know, it's not like the quarter days when you and I were growing up.
That's right. I probably even have you beat a little bit on that. I remember I lived on a military base, and on a Saturday for a matinee, my parents would give my brother and I a quarter, but that was an admission plus a candy bar to have in the theater, you know, for a quarter. That's amazing. Hey, now, when I say I'm only fine when people show up to see encouraging and inspiring movies, what would I be talking about? Is there anything like that right now? The one that would be the most encouraging, inspiring, in my opinion, is a movie, the faith-based film called All Saints, which just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But even that one was a pretty disappointing, I'm sure they're not happy about it, $1.2 million. Now, they weren't on that many screens.
Yeah, less than 900, yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, if you have to look at per-screen average, it's probably not that bad, but I'm sure they were hoping for a top 10 for a couple weekends in a row. Yeah. It'll be around a while. I want to let our listeners know. It's quite a bit of a I look at September. And the whole month of September, there's not an Avengers, Star Wars type must-see film coming up. So when I talk about theater owners being discouraged the last couple weekends, this discouragement is probably going to happen. With the exception of the R-rated Stephen King film coming out this weekend, that might rock the box office a little bit. But am I going to come back to this microphone next week and tell you how wonderful and encouraging and inspiring it was? I don't think so, you know. So I don't think I'll be rooting for it to do very well. And the Reese Witherspoon film, Home Again, which also comes out this weekend in wide release, I've seen the trailer a couple times, and I look at that and I go, I can't even imagine that I'm going to be inspired and encouraged by that one either. Now, maybe it'll take me by surprise. You never know until you walk into the theater, but based on the trailer, it looked pretty sleazy and pretty, you know. So, and then we've got American Assassin on the weekend of the 15th, Kingsman the Golden Circle on the 22nd, American Made on the 29th. None of those titles, I'm sure, are just jazzing our listeners where they're going,
right.
Oh, well, that's the one I can't wait to see. There's nothing like that coming up in the month of September.
Well, this is the time for you to get close to your Netflix, go rent, you know, maybe catch up on some of those movies that you missed in the first part of the year. You know, Bob, something what you know, comes across my mind anyway is that, you know, Hollywood was looking pretty good the first part of the year. I mean, they were, you know, taking in some serious money. Maybe they were trying to avoid some sort of audit, figure, okay, if we choke it off in the third quarter a little bit, we won't be on their radar. You know, maybe that might be one of the considerations, but like you say, these movie theaters, you know, there's not much you can do about all the popcorn that you're not selling or the Cokes and candies and all that good stuff. Going back to Spirit, let me ask you this. Do you think that, or All Saints rather, does All Saints follow something similar to what maybe Mully has done? I know Focus is doing something special with Mully as a Fathom event, which is a bit unusual, and that is, you know, doing, what was it, two or three nights of Mully, and it's kind of a replay as a Fathom event.
Yeah, it's a three-night for Mully.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting All Saints should have adopted that model instead of the...
No, what I'm saying is down the road, because wasn't Mully already released at one point? And
no. No, this is a new release, and they've been wondering how to release it.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, maybe because I saw it so long ago, I thought it was because maybe that's why I did. I saw a screener, and I was led to believe in my own mind that it had already been released. But this is an exceptional movie, and I think that a consideration then of All Saints, and they could even do it afterwards. I thought they were doing it afterwards. But it might have life in that circuit prior to going to DVD.
Well, I think the Fathom event model for budding faith-based filmmakers is one that they should consider more, because we've seen some films that have done quite well in that one night only. I think of Del Tackett, you and I mentioned,
yes.
Genesis. You know,
right.
I think it made close to $3 million, and it did a one night, and then they brought it back for an encore. So in two nights, you know, it did pretty well. And then Samaritan's Purse put out a one night called Facing Darkness on the Ebola crisis of 2014 in Liberia, and it did so well they brought it back, and I think made again around $2 or $3 million. There are just some films out there, and All Saints is one of them. I mean, all total. In its 846 theaters that it's been in 2 weeks, it's made just $3.4 million. You can almost make that on a Fathom event one night across the country if you promote it well enough, if people are lined up to go to the theater that one night, you can almost get your money back in that one night. So
yeah, and save yourself from the mass advertising. I mean, you still got to promote it, but you're going to promote it a little bit differently as a Fathom event, and you're going to deal with an exclusive database, a controlled resource of prospective viewers of Christian faith-based movies, like what they're doing with what Focus is doing and what you're doing with Mully.
Yeah, and one more, there's actually several more. There's a Steve McQueen film.
Yes.
On the 28th. But this Thursday, so just 2 days from now, we've got the film Extraordinary about the ultra-marathoner David Horton and how it took a toll on his marriage. Now, I realize this is a kind of film that's not for everybody. A film like Genesis and Del Tackett talking about how reliable the book of Genesis is should resonate with just about every believer who wants to say, I want to get in apologetics a little deeper. I want to know, is Genesis a reliable document? That should resonate with everybody. A film about an ultra-marathoner, I get, is probably, it's not going to have universal appeal. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about those of us who've run a lot of miles in our lives. But there's a theme of marriage and how David Horton's ultra-marathoning took a big toll on his marriage, and how, she's like, well, honey, I don't think you should go. For one thing, you're not healthy enough to go. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going, So was that the best decision? There's some good issues to discuss. Mm-hmm. And again, that comes out on Thursday, one night only. We'll see how it does. Mm-hmm. The film students at Liberty University put this film together, and it's the first Liberty Student University film to go theatrical.
Yeah. So. That's great. Well, congratulations to them. And Focus on the Family's Mully. Remind everybody where they can get tickets and when that's going to be, 3 nights only.
Yeah, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we're just a month away. Mm-hmm. We'll be thinking about it, put it on the calendar, make it a plan.
Well, Bob Olszewski, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Your Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-